Fleetwood Mac and Go Your Own Way. It's 7:09 this Tuesday, the 25th day of October 2022. Good morning, Jenny Lenman.
Good morning, Adam Connolly.
We need an intro to this segment because it's a segment now. We need to do that, so we'll get onto it. I'll ask the boffins to make us one, but it's Ask Adam and Jenny Day.
Yeah, ask us anything.
Ask us anything. And you have. Yesterday we put the anonymous link bit, and anonymously you have, for the most part, asked some questions.
Yeah, this is a good move on your part, Adam.
Yeah,
it's been much more successful than the Facebook post.
Right. So people have been asking anonymous questions.
Is it through a story on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Through the stories on Facebook, so the video bits. And then there's a picture of Jenny and I from Monarto Zoo. And then it says, ask us anything. You click on that link and it takes you to a page where you can just write and you won't...
We can't find out who you are. And there's quite a few.
Yeah. Ask Adam and Jenny anything. This one, anonymously, what time do you have to be on bed?
Not in bed, am I right?
You're right. I believe it might be in bed, but the typo there. But what time do you have to be? What time do you have to be in bed?
Look.
Have to
I
be.
Think, well, I don't know. It's self-imposed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're a bit naughty.
What time do you get up?
I get up at 3:45.
Right.
So really, as long as I'm asleep by 7:45, what's that, 7 hours?
Right.
That's what I aim for.
Gotcha.
Doesn't always happen. Sometimes, right. I think 6 at the least.
So generally sort of 8:30 bedtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I push it a bit.
Jammies on in bed, 8:30.
What about you? You're a bit later, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sort of 10. If I'm asleep before 10, I'm good.
Oh.
And then I'm up at 3:30. So, and then, that's what I try and do.
I guess, shout out to the bakers.
Yeah.
We know you get up before us.
Right. That's right. But, I try and if I try and go to bed sort of 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah.
Try and be asleep at 10.
But you're a parent. And I know Damon was the same. He just desperately needed that time.
Yeah.
That time by yourself and with your wife.
Yeah, just to sit.
Just to relax and not have children everywhere.
Turn your brain off.
As much as you love them.
Absolutely. Best things I want. Second one, where does that cute 9 a.m. song come from?
Oh, that is cute, isn't it?
It is.
Breathe in.
It's this. The show's not over, guys.
Oh,
don't
no,
panic.
You're going to...
Breathe out.
Oh, everyone's going to think, oh, no, what time is it?
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Get out of here. No. That is a kids group called Big Block Sing Song. They're a Canadian duo. Big Block Sing Song.
I love it.
And the song is called Mad by Big Block Sing Song. And we might play another of their songs later, just so you know what about them. Because they are great. And I love that song. It's lovely. All right, should we do another?
Yeah.
I've got to get the page back up now. What have we got
here? What about the lottery one?
Yes. Now, I've gone backwards, you see. What would you do with the money if you won Powerball? $160 million.
Yeah.
Jenny? What would you do with that money? What would you do?
I'd be boring, okay?
Okay.
I would get myself a financial advisor, an estate lawyer and an accountant.
Right. Walk them
deep
into
breaths.
A bar and tell the best joke ever.
Deep breaths.
Right.
Deep breaths. Don't go crazy.
Right.
Don't tell anyone.
Right.
Tell your partner.
Right.
Maybe your mum and dad. Maybe your kids.
Maybe.
They're going to know.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You pay off the house.
Uh-huh.
Maybe buy. Maybe treat yourself. Maybe
it's $160 million.
Yeah. Treat myself to a new car.
Yeah.
Or two. Invest. Invest in stuff. I don't know. The financial advisor and accountant will tell me. Adam's so boring. Bored. So, plan a trip around the world.
Uh-huh.
Set up some foundations, charities, donate.
Good.
Do some environmental things. Plant like a quadrillion trees.
Yep.
Put some money in the arts.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like invest in a radio station or like a training academy.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. The Lenman
And bloody
school.
Take some time off.
Good one.
Yeah. But they say don't quit straight away. Just give it time.
They say they didn't win $160 million.
I'm sorry, that was such a boring answer.
Right.
All right, what about you?
I would save Australian netball.
Oh, yeah, good one.
I'd pay to get Gina. No, I'd. That annoyed me. Anyway, I would solve world hunger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
May as well.
May as well. And yeah, you would. I might send you a postcard.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But I don't think you'd see me.
Gold plated.
Yeah, right. I don't think you'd see me. Anyway.
Yeah, the hunger thing's important.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of hungry families out there.
Yeah, I'd do that. I'd put it into that stuff because I like that stuff. Yeah.
And also maybe empowering communities to, like, creating systems where they can feed themselves.
I would not build a rocket and try and get to the moon, Jeff Bezos. I never would. Anyway, that's just me. We're different people. It's fine. Hey, last question before this bit. When is Jen going to do the show full time? You guys are great together.
Thank you.
When are you going to do it?
Well, I've got a few other things to do.
Right. Well, bugger them off and come and do the show. Right.
Simple as.
Simple as. Job done. There's a few hurdles to climb, to jump, to clear.
Can't do everything
but
at once.
We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
We think she's great too. So,
that's nice.
I mean, she does too. Tickets on herself. There's four questions. We've got more. And we'll answer them at some point. After eight, though, we're going to talk to the brand new CEO of the Bend Motorsport Park, Alistair McDonald. He's going to join us on the phone live after eight.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Should be good.
But if you've got questions that you want answered, get texting 0417-063-963 or jump on that social story on Facebook or Instagram where you can be anonymous and let us know. Sound good?
Yeah.
Thank you. 7:30 news coming up in 14 minutes with the very talented Jenny Lenman. That's coming up and plenty more, including $510 in the secret sound. It's Up and Adam. This is Natalie Imbrugliwoogly and Torn Professional, as always. Up and Adam. Good morning.